sleep? I'll take that as a yes. So, thanks again for helping me out with rent this month. I'll totally pay you back next week. And I swear it will never happen again. But I've been thinking today about all the other things you do. Like that fantastic cooking. And well, I just wanted to do something nice for you. Something nobody else is doing. I know you've been under a lot of stress lately. That's why you take those sleeping pills, right? You try to brush it off, but I know you need help. And with your girlfriend gone for the month, well, I don't think you're getting the kind of help you need. See, I'm pretty sure you need to get off. And I know you wouldn't cheat on her. So, I'm going to help you. It's kind of your own fault, really. Do you just, like, not masturbate? You should. I do. Alright. If I'm going to do this, I should be honest with you. It's mostly because of all that stuff I said. Like, 90%. But really? I snuck into your room the other night to borrow your phone charger. I couldn't find mine, and all my other cables aren't that stupid round USB thing. And the sheets had come off you, and your cock had slipped through your boxers. I was just standing there, straight up, like you were waiting for me, throbbing and rock hard, just for me. And I just came undone. I stood there, gaping at your perfect cock in the moonlight. And, well, I pulled down my pants just a little, and I fingered myself. I know that sounds bad, but it's actually worse. My legs gave out, and I, you know, came, and I fell on all fours. I just froze there, thinking you'd wake up. But you didn't. And your cock, that incredible cock, was just a foot from my face. So I finally exhaled. And your cock, well, twitched. I just lost it again. I thought about crawling closer to you, resting my head on your stomach, and slowly sucking you. And I'd have one hand rubbing inside your thigh, the other holding your hand. And then you'd wake up and stroke my hair, telling me how good I was making you feel, until you shuddered and growled and squeezed my hand and pulsed that cum into my mouth again and again. Fuck. I'm going to start touching myself again, okay? It's not like it'll make this any worse. And after I came to that, I started thinking about you waking up and taking me from behind right there. And I reached the edge so fucking fast. And I just kept pushing myself against it. All I thought about you thrusting into me. Your hands on my hips, driving into me harder and faster. Making me your fuck toy. Well, I watched your real dick twitch and throb through your boxers. Okay. I need to focus. Anyway, I was drenched in sweat. I've never been so nervous. Or felt so alive. But my panties were completely soaked, so I had to shower. I almost didn't. Like, if you knew I was up so early, you'd immediately go, obviously that slut's been looking at my dick and touching herself. Silly, right? But then, part of me started hoping that you'd come and join me. You'd whisper in my ear that you knew and everything was okay. Your soapy hands would drop over my shoulders, across my breasts, and glide down to my hips. You'd gently guide me against the wall, pull my hips back into you, tease my slit while I beg. And then slowly push into me. You'd kiss my neck and start thrusting slow. That's why I'd been so tired. I'd been coming into your room like every night. I just pull back the sheets, and sometimes it's out there waiting for me. And sometimes I just watch it strain to get out of your boxers. I think those pills might have some side effects, because that cock is always rock hard. So obviously you need this, and I need this. So if it helps you, it helps me, then really it's the right thing to do, right? Oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. nice and slow, okay? I want everything to be perfect. You deserve it. You deserve it. I'm just going to pull the sheets back. Fuck, baby. That thing's going to tear a hole in your boxers. Okay. 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 Nice and slow. I'll just rest my hand on it. It's so hard. And so warm. And I think I can feel your pulse. Let me pull that out for you. Shit. There it is again. Let me get between your legs. And gently run my nails up your thighs. And just breathe on it. Oh my God. Is that pre-cum? I want to taste it. This is so wrong. But you're making more. Okay, okay. I'm just going to get this over with. Feels so good in my mouth. You know, I've been thinking about this ever since that night. I mean, I imagined you'd be awake for it, but this'll do. Fuck, yeah, this will do. You can dream of your girlfriend, but it's okay if you dream of me. It's just a dream, right? It doesn't mean anything. Oh, fuck. I'm going to touch myself. Well, I suck you. So, why don't you dream of me? Your shy, quiet roomie? Who's secretly a total slut for your cock? Huh? night after night. Coming into your room. And greedily touching herself. While she stares at your cock. Fantasizing about you, fucking her on your bed, in the shower, over her car, and maybe once in front of your girlfriend while you broke up with her. I swear that was only once. I'm not trying to steal you away or anything. I'm just taking care of you while she's gone. But holy shit, it was hot. Finish you off. Should fuck you? You'd understand, wouldn't you? I think you would. Like, you'd have to say it was wrong because of your girlfriend. But you know, I only did it to help you, wouldn't you? I'm only doing this for you, okay? I just want you to feel good. If you find out, please don't hate me. And if I happen to like it, then really, there's nothing wrong with that. Right? Right. Okay. I'll just move up. And Ian, straddle you. Like that, right above your hips. I won't touch anything but your cock. Okay, I can do this. this for you. I need to do this for you. Ready? Why do I keep saying that? That cock is definitely ready. It's just until your girlfriend gets back. Maybe longer. If I keep seeing you so hard like this. You'll still be hard for me, won't you? She won't satisfy you. You'll let me do it. I'm just going to play with my clit. Fuck. I wish this was your hand. This is so messed up. I need to stop. For real this time. God, I can feel you twitching inside me. I want more of you. No. No, no. I need to get off your cock. Put you back the way you were. Walk out and just never come in here again. And that's what I'm going to do. Right now. Right now. Right now. You know, this would be a lot easier if you'd stop twitching inside me. Hey, if you don't come, you'll get blue balls, right? I've heard guys say that really hurts. And I don't want to hurt you. So, I have to make you come. I mean, coming in here was wrong. But leaving you now would be worse. So do it. Please come inside me. It's for your own good. Please. You need to come. Please, baby. Let it go. Let it go. Just feel my tight cunt gently pulling the cum out of you. Oh my God, I can feel you tensing up. stop shaking. God, you're a mess now. I need to clean you up. Now. Damn it. I should have brought a towel. Well, I'll have to use my mouth. I don't have a choice, right? Okay, this was a mistake. Never again. Let me tuck you back in your boxes. You fit so much better when you're soft. Let's put these sheets back. There. Like nothing happened. Well, aside from that wet spot. But that'll dry by morning. Probably. Baby, you're going to see me in the morning and have no idea how good I made you feel. Oh, how your cum will still be dripping into my panties. Sweet dreams, baby. I hope you're hard again.